Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
If you're going to the NFL game in Dublin next weekend, September 28th, it seems fans heading to the showdown between the Minnesota Vikings and Pittsburgh Steelers will be able to enjoy a drink in their Crow Park seat, because the move marks a break from GAA tradition, with the stadium adapting to American sporting norms to allow fans enjoy a pint during the match. So if we change the rules for the NFL, should GAA fans be allowed to enjoy a pint during the All-Ireland final? Shane is with me on the line today. Shane, I believe you are going to the NFL game next weekend.
I am. It's actually not next weekend, it's the weekend after. However, next weekend is my birthday though, so yeah. I'll be looking forward to that.
Saturday week then. Are you looking forward to being able to enjoy a few pints during the game?
Oh, absolutely. When this is the first time that everyone's come over, and all the other international games, everyone gets a pint. I remember being to see the Patriots in Germany 2 years ago, and everyone was there with a drink in their hand enjoying the game. So I'm expecting it to be no different.
Yeah. Do you normally go to GAA matches in Crow Park?
I haven't been to GAA in a long enough time. I would have been a teenager. But my parents and my uncles and aunties who would have brought me, they would have been around to buy a drink at the time, but they would have never touched it.
During a GAA match?
During a GAA match.
Okay. And is that a bone of contention, or do they like the idea that you can't have a pint or a drink during the game?
Well, I don't think it's a point of contention. I think they just grew up with it. That the fact that any time they went to see Dublin or Dublin go and play in Crow Park, that they just, you know, either had one before or they had one after.
So you've no issue with not being able to drink then during football matches or hurling matches?
No, I wouldn't really. I think for the NFL game, it's very different, because we're going to get a whole load of international fans from the States, from Europe. It's the exact same over the States or in Europe if you're allowed to take a drink to your seat and enjoy one there. And I think that's just what the GAA and the NFL have agreed on, that if it's like this in every other country, you should be allowed to have one at your seat.
Well, I suppose the NFL fans travelling to Dublin for the match Saturday week, well, they will expect to be able to enjoy a pint if they usually have one.
Oh, absolutely. And even more so considering we've the college game over in the Aviva. Like, I don't, like, a lot of Americans that would be coming over would probably expect it to be the same as the Aviva in Crow Park, without the knowledge of, oh, you know, GAA and hurling matches don't have alcohol. So if you're a college football fan and you were over here a couple of weeks ago and you're coming back, say, to see the Vikings and the Steelers, you'd probably expect that, oh, I'd be able to bring a drink to my seat.
Ray Silk is former Galway captain, teacher as well, with us on the line today. Should we change the rules? Should drink be allowed to be served during GAA matches, Ray?
No, I don't think so at all. You can have a drink, Andrea, at half time.
You can have a drink. But not in your seat.
No, but I don't want someone walking in by me at an All-Ireland final, All-Ireland semi-final, carrying 2 pints of stout or whatever. If he wants to have a drink, he can stay down. I actually fundamentally disagree with the whole premise that you have to have a drink to enjoy any occasion, whether that's a concert, an NFL game or a match. I think it's an issue in Ireland. We promote drink too much. And I know from teaching and talking to people from Electric Picnic and different places like that, the whole premise that alcohol is needed to enjoy yourself, in my opinion, is flawed. And I would agree with the GAA 100%. If people want to stay down drinking, that's fine. But I think it's utterly unfair on other patrons at the games that people are getting up, going down, getting drink, coming back and going up. Like, are they real fans at all at that stage?
Yeah. It's funny, the amount of times where we've talked about this in relation to rugby matches, you know, and the atmosphere during the games, because of the number of people that are getting up out of their seat at the Aviva Stadium and just in and out to the bar for the entire match.
Well, if you go to a match that other people, like the 100 euro to go to the All-Ireland hurling final and football final, obviously it's the top occasion and demand is huge. But for Joe blogs or Mary blogs to go in and out a few times when I'm trying to watch the match, I think is unfair. And I really have a problem, Andrea, with the concept or the premise that people need to drink to enjoy themselves. And even Shane there, and I don't know Shane from Adam, obviously, you know, go and have a few drinks and while you're watching the game. If you're watching Bruce Springsteen, if you're watching Kingfisher or Amble or whoever, I don't think there's a necessity to have alcohol. And, you know, it's a big question as well. Admittedly, the NFL is a massive, massive boost to Dublin, the economy of Dublin. There's no doubt about that. But are we also forgetting the fact that thousands of people are flying across the world to go to a game at the same time when global warming is becoming a bigger and bigger issue? It's the classic example of, well, it's not our problem, don't worry about it. But like, is it logical that 50, 60,000 people or whatever travel across the continents to go to an NFL match? Now, that's a different conversation, admittedly, but it is something that should be discussed.
Yeah, that we shouldn't even be hosting the game here in the first instance because of environmental considerations.
Well, like, do you accept that global warming is a fact?
So that's, yeah, it's an interesting point, Ray, and I wonder, will many people agree with you on that? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Stay with us, Ray, if you don't mind, for a few moments. I want to bring Clara in. Clara's with us on the line today. Good afternoon, Clara.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Nice to speak to you.
How do you feel about drink being served during the NFL game Sunday week?
Well, I have to say, I agree with the previous caller there. I don't think there's a necessity to have alcohol everywhere you go. I accept that it's done abroad, obviously. Another caller has said they go to matches in Germany where it's an accepted thing. I don't see why Ireland always has to feel it should follow other countries. I mean, Ireland is a unique country in many ways. And I think to keep its traditions is important. And my son was at a rugby match there a few months ago, and it was an inter-club matches, and he said there was no alcohol allowed. And he was just saying, well, we couldn't drink, and why we accepted that and we enjoyed the match. So why does it have to be now for the Americans? And I suppose the only answer is, it's pure and simple revenue, you know.
This was the rugby match that was in Croke Park, was it?
Yeah,
I think last year was the European Champions Cup. So during that particular game, rugby fans couldn't bring their pint to their seat.
To have drink, no.
Yeah,
I know that the GAA itself says that it's a GAA law that, or a restriction that they've introduced for themselves and for GAA matches, but it was extended to the rugby. And again, as I don't want to repeat myself, but I just think it's nice for sometimes Ireland to just be individual and say, well, this is a rule we have. If you want to abide by it, come and enjoy yourself. And there's also an issue with how much cleaning up there is after these events, with all the, I presume, plastic cups and whatever bottles and whatever else is left there. I have a friend who is actually a steward in Croke Park, and she says it is very difficult to keep the regulation. There are always people at matches who will try to sneak in drink, you know.
Simon in Kildare has got in touch to make the point. He says it's totally different cultures. In the US, they have a beer, hot dog, burgers, tacos, etc. at football and baseball matches. They drink at the games in the States responsibly, according to Simon. I can't see too much responsible drinking by the Irish. You know, so perhaps that might be part of the reason. I think we should try and keep it the way it is. Another listener just Shane on this as well, because I know you're a big NFL supporter, talking about the length of the game as well. And perhaps that's a reason why fans are allowed to have a pint in their seat. Is that the case?
Well,
have I got Shane? Is Shane with us?
In between plays and the time in between drives and halves is actually the time that you get to go get a drink. So I know the second caller that I was saying is like jumping up and down the whole time. Well, I understand that in a game like rugby or GAA where it's constantly going and people coming to buy it, well, that does take away from your experience watching it. But in a game like American football where it is very stop-starty, it's kind of the perfect time to go and get a drink, and it allows for that time.
Former Cork hurler Lorcan McLaughlin is with me here on the line today. Do you agree with the position that Croke Park takes, Lorcan, in relation to GAA matches, that, you know, the fans can't bring pints in and out to their seats during the game?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, look, it is all about the fan experience, you know, and if you're at a game and people are in and out of their seats and they're carrying 2-3 drinks, and, you know, if you have someone that's maybe there all day and they're spilling drinks, and you might be at a game with kids and family, you know, I think the GAA have a good position in relation to that. On the other side of it then, for the NFL, I think an exception, I'm not bothered by the exception for the NFL game, because I think that's all part of the NFL experience as well. And it's a different game as well. So you have kind of stoppages, stop, start. So it allows for that kind of break in between. But for GA games, no, I certainly wouldn't be a fan of that.
Yeah, there's quite a few people, Lorcan, actually getting in touch about that. You know, that if Croke Park take a position in relation to GAA matches, that they that fans can't bring their drinks, you know, out to their seat when they're watching the game, why change the rules when it comes to the NFL? Well, I'm sure they're renting out the stadium to the NFL for the purposes of their game.
That's it, that's it. And I suppose I've been to an NFL game myself as well, and it just seems to be a better fit for that type of game where it is stop-start and people have times and it is a longer game as well. But for GA games, no, I wouldn't think so. I think you have to sit in your seat, you have to watch the game and be involved in that game from start to finish. But for NFL, it is a bit more drawn out and a bit more stop-start, so there is that opportunity. So I'm actually not bothered by it being an exception for the NFL.
Yeah, John in Kildare makes the point. He says it couldn't be about revenue, because there's probably more revenue available during GAA matches. I think they just don't trust the behaviour of Irish fans with alcohol. Perhaps that could be a reason. Listener says, anybody who goes to rugby matches at the Aviva, where you're constantly getting up to let trays of drink past you, and then 5 minutes later you have to let the same people back out to go to the toilet, they will agree that this idea is a non-runner. Noel is with us on the line today. Noel, how do you feel about drink being served in stadiums?
I don't agree with it, Andrea, at all. I have no experience of NFL, of course, but if it's part of their culture, I certainly wouldn't have a problem with that as part of their match day experience or whatever. But I can only speak from a GA point of view, and as being a season ticket holder and all that kind of stuff, I go to plenty of matches. I've been at rugby matches where drink has been brought in during matches, and of course it's an annoyance. It's bad enough being at a GA match and having to leave people in and out going to the toilet. So imagine if they were going out to the bar as well. So you wouldn't get to see the game at all.
You've experienced both, Noel. So you know the difference between going to rugby matches at the Aviva and going to maybe the All-Ireland final in Croke Park?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. And certainly the no drink is the way to go. I wouldn't agree with it at all for a GA match. But having said that, I can't comment on the NFL. I have never been to one of those matches, so I don't know anything about it. But if some caller said there, it's part of their culture and the game is at a slower pace and all that kind of stuff, if there is an opportunity to go to the bar and get a drink and then do it in comfort without discommoding anybody else, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, why should, if it goes on in America at the matches and they have no problem, then I would have no problem with it in Croke Park either. But certainly not for a GA game. It's a non-runner at GA matches, because our game is very fast-paced. You can miss something very important, like David Clifford doing some of his magic when somebody is just about to go by you with two or three pints.
Yeah. Leave well enough alone then, so Noel.
Oh, I would certainly leave well enough alone for the GA. Yeah. But if a concert or other things like that, I certainly wouldn't really have a problem with Croke Park opening up the bar to allow people bring in.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the issue some people have, you know, that the rules change. But sure, they're hiring out the stadium to, was it Bruce Springsteen last year, Oasis this year, Robbie Williams to, I mean, sure, look, of course, if fans want to have a pint, allow them to do so. Like this listener, Anna's got in touch to say, I no longer go to Lansdowne Road for rugby. It's miserable. People up and down, in and out all the time. Destroys the match, says this listener as well. Another texter, the GAA don't want people drinking at GAA games, but will have drink sponsorship coming in as well. They're just looking for the money. And another listener tells me, I was at Oasis in Croke Park and Dua Lipa in the Aviva Stadium this summer, and the letting people in and out for drinks and getting their drinks spilled on me in the process was absolutely total torture. I would love to see all bars closed during games and concerts, says this listener. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Noel, thanks a million for getting in touch. Shane as well. Lorcan McLaughlin there, Ray Silk and Clara.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.